Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And with the help we get from Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive, we'll help you keep it running. Good morning. Welcome to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Good to see you again, Dan. Saw you this past week.
Again.
I've been seeing you quite often.
Getting to be a good habit that you have.
It is. Well,
you should visit your car repair shop weekly.
I think I should move nearby, actually. Anyway, it's good to have you back on this Saturday. If you have any kind of a car care question, and before you feel the need, if you do need to bring your vehicle into your favorite dealer or your favorite shop, why don't you give us a call or send a text, and Dan might shed a little light on what might be the issue. It's always good, and we say this from time to time, to if you do have to bring your vehicle in for a repair, to have more information rather than less. Like you said, you don't want to go to the doctor. Don't tell the doctor everything, just in case.
Yeah, I don't want you to find everything.
Yeah.
Just a really important part.
So this is the good stuff. This is where you get some good info. So we've cleared the line, 651-989-9226, if you'd like to phone in your car care question. Or you can always send Dan a text, and that number is 81807. That was a few days ago, Dan, that I received an email, which usually will have a bunch of text messages and certainly phone calls. And the email, and I'm not looking at an email screen now, so don't send your emails because I won't get them till who knows when. But this one came in, and let's see if I can get a name. But Michelle is her name. But Michelle listens to our Saturday morning show frequently, and she has a car care question. Said her daughter and son-in-law have had to purchase 23 tires for three different vehicles in the past 5 years. This does not seem normal. They recently had their Kia SUVs oil changed and were again told they needed two more new tires. They had an alignment and new tires for that vehicle 11,000 miles ago. The car guy that they go to now says you should have your tires aligned every time you change your oil. Is this true? And is this normal to need to change tires every time you turn around? They have, meaning those folks, have purchased used cars, but Michelle has a new car, and she said they've only had to change their tires maybe after 40,000 miles or so. Any thoughts or suggestions?
Yeah, Michelle's car is right. That's the way it should go.
Normal.
You know, 40,000 miles on a set of tires is, I would say, falls into the normal range.
Mm-hmm.
If tires are wearing out prematurely, there's really two causes. One is there's something wrong on the car. Number two is there's something wrong with the tire.
Yeah.
So I would check first the quality of tire. Be sure that you're buying a good quality tire. Then the car needs to be checked over good to be sure that all the steering and the suspension are good. If the shocks and struts are worn out, that'll cause premature tire wear, because the tire actually bounces or hops as it's going down the road. And, of course, every time it lands, it skids a little bit, and that wears out tires prematurely. Mm. So start with the shocks and struts, and then all of the steering components need to be tight, and the alignment needs to be straight. So those are the things that wear out the tire. I think when she says that she should have the car aligned every oil change, I think she means the tires rotated every oil change,
sense,
and that is true.
Yeah.
Many of the manufacturers are now recommending rotating the tires with every oil change, and I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
It makes the tires wear evenly. On an all-wheel drive car, the front tires with turning and accelerating and all that, the front tires wear out first, and so you should rotate them so that they all four wear out evenly.
Evenly,
yeah,
yeah. I agree. I think maybe she just misunderstood.
Right.
But again,
so.
The quality of tire, there are differences, right?
Oh, very, very much so.
Okay.
And in fact, a lot of tires have a wear warning. They're not warning a warranty. and where the tire's warrantied for a certain number of miles. Now, they have a lot of wiggle room in that. Rarely do they have to warranty them, because usually if the tires wear out prematurely, it's because there's something wrong on the car.
Every once in a while, as you know, Dan, we get a text, or in the old days, just phone calls, about a person. We have no way of documenting this, about high mileage.
Oh, yeah.
I put on my car has, 6 million miles on it. We got a text just a moment ago. Just thought I would share this bit of information since I have shared past mileage. Currently, it's got a Chevy Equinox at 469,000 miles.
Well, there you go.
I don't see that
very often. You know, it takes a lot of time to drive that many miles for most people. So unless you're, commuting a long commute every day or using your vehicle for delivery or something, it's, you and I couldn't drive that far. No. We maybe haven't driven that far in our lives. I'd have to do the math on that.
Half a million miles.
Yeah, that's a long ways to go. So,
all right, let's see. I'm looking at some text messages here. Let's see. I have a 2015 Dodge Dart. For the past week, when I turn the wheel fully, I get a vibration, even when standing still. Is that the power steering?
What is it again?
A 2015 Dodge Dart.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Actually, what I was thinking about when you said 2015 Dodge Dart, that was one of my first cars, was a 1964 Dodge Dart, and it was a cool car. It had a three-speed shifter, manual transmission on the steering column. So we used to call them three on the tree.
Three on the tree, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A Dodge Dart.
Great car.
All right, I'll tell you what, we need to take a break. Let's invite our listeners to come in. I know we're getting text messages as well, but if you'd like to call in your car care question, call Dan, 651-989-9226. There is a line open, or again, if it's easier, send a text, 81807.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with the ASE certified technician, Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located where?
Located at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. Big Nick is there today at 651-228-1316.
Good folks all around.
You got
a good crew.
They've been there forever.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
All right. 651-989-9226 is our phone number if you have any kind of a car issue. Or truck or van issue, or send a text, 81807. We'll get back to those, too. But Noah is calling from Minneapolis. Noah, you're on with Dan. Hello, hello.
Me?
Wait, there we go. Now we got your switch up here. Oh, go ahead, Noah. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a question. I got 2010 Toyota Camry, and every time I drive in the highway, 60 miles an hour, it just vibrates and it shuts down itself. And if I drive 55 miles an hour, it runs okay. And I took to the shop and did diagnosis, and they say nothing is wrong with that.
So I'm sorry, at 60, if you drive 60 miles an hour, the engine starts to run rough and then it eventually stalls?
Yeah.
But if you stay below 60, then
it runs okay.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, the first thing I would consider and wonder is, or the first thing I would test is the fuel pressure. I wonder if the fuel pressure is getting low and it has enough fuel pressure. If you stay at a lower speed and you're getting better gas mileage, but as soon as you speed up and start to go a little faster, you don't get as good of gas mileage and maybe it needs more fuel. So that's where I would start. But I'm sure that they scanned the computer and found that there were no codes stored, which is good news and bad news. Bad news is now you don't know where to look.
Yeah.
Good news is that there are no codes or codes stored. But I would ask, the next thing I would do is ask them to test fuel pressure, take it out on the highway with the fuel gauge on it, and make it happen and see if the fuel pressure goes away.
Oh,
if it does, then it probably doesn't have a fuel filter anymore, but it would probably need a new fuel pump.
Okay, and if that shop doesn't want to do that,
Oh, anybody will do it. Yeah, they'll want to do it. You just need to encourage them.
Just encourage them. Okay, Noah, good luck with that. 651-989-9226. Let's see. Text message. Hi, Dan and Denny. I'm getting mixed tire tread depth readings from two shops. What do they use to check depth, and where on the tire they check? What kind of machine do you use?
It's not a machine. It looks like a pencil. It's a small. You've seen me do it, Denny.
Right.
And it you set it against the tire, and a little probe goes into the deepest part of the tire, and then there's a gauge on there that tells me how deep it is there. They're a couple bucks. I mean, they're very, very simple and very inexpensive. And I have a whole drawer full of them because I keep losing them, and then they come back.
It's almost like you're giving the tire a shot or something.
Yeah, it is. And you measure the deepest part of the tread or the shallowest part of the tread, depending upon if the tire is wearing evenly or not.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good way to check if it's evenly or wearing evenly is measure on two or three spots across the tire and see if you get the same tread depth.
Can you do that? Can a person do that at home without being on a hoist?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's not an issue.
No, and you just need the gauge.
Okay.
If you stop into any shop, they have one in their pocket. They'd be glad to do it for you.
Oh, cool. So, all right.
You bet.
Text number, by the way, is 81807 or call us 651-989-9226. Here's a text. With electric cars coming on fast, is retirement in the cards for fine places like Lloyd's?
I don't think so. For sure not in my career, because there's an awful lot of internal combustion engines on the road. And I actually have worked on quite a few electric cars already. You know, they still have suspension and brakes and chassis and lots of stuff. They seem to be really, really well engineered in the electric motor and battery part of them.
That's good to hear.
Because on some Priuses, we've replaced the main battery, the big main battery, which is expensive. But they've got a lot of miles on them, and they're old cars when we do them, and the people just want to keep them going because they like the cars.
Sure.
So the electric part of them seems to be very, very well engineered, but we still see a lot of other – they still have tires.
Other things wear out.
Yeah, things wear out.
Yeah.
So, I think we'll do just fine.
For at least a few more years.
For a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Stan in Minnetonka, I believe, is next up here. Good morning, Stan.
Yes, good morning.
Can hardly hear you.
Oh, good morning.
There you go. I think you're listening to the radio, Stan.
Okay, it's off.
There you go. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Anyway, I have a 1995 Tacoma pickup truck that I've been notified by the service center that the frame is rusted through and I shouldn't drive it anymore. Anyway, I found a company that replaces parts of frames, and I was wondering what your recommendations were on that, if that's something I should do or just find a new truck.
No, I think that's a good idea. It's just welding. It's just welding in metal, and it's done all the time. I assume that you've asked them about the warranty on that frame because they were warrantied for a long time. If the frame is warranted anymore, or is the vehicle too old and too high a mileage?
It's too old, and they said it's no longer under warranty.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't. If you like the truck and if it still serves you well, I think that you might even be surprised that it doesn't cost all that much money to get it repaired.
Mm.
And so I think that if it makes financial sense based on what the truck looks like and works like, you might want to do it. I would recommend it. It's a safe repair, if that's
what
your question.
Is. All
yeah.
right. It's a
good, safe repair, and I think it's probably a good idea.
Very good, Stan. Good luck with that. Thank you for the call. I know we have to take a quick break here. Dan's going to be here till about 7:45 this morning. Texter wanted to know, by the way, someone sent a text saying it's snowing in Rosemount. Started in South Apple Valley. So thanks for the tip.
That was one of my messages today is don't take your snow tires off yet.
Not yet.
You're going to need them for a little while yet.
Somebody heard your comment about owning that Dart way back when. And the question is, was your Dart a slant six?
It was, and it's actually funny. During the break, we were all talking about our old first cars, yeah.
it's true.
They were so simple, it's where I got interested in cars. It was an old worn out car when I got it, and it was broke all the time, so I had to learn how to fix it.
In those days, you open the hood and you could put six people in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All working at once. Yeah. All right, we have to take a break. For folks on the line, Steve, John, Greg, hang in there. We'll get your questions answered, and then we'll get some text messages the same.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Dan Burns is with me as usual. He'll be here for a few more minutes. We have Dan callers and texters. Let's see if we can't help them all before you take your leave today. John is calling from St. Paul. John, thank you for waiting. What's your question?
Just want to say it's a great show that you have here.
Thank you.
Dan, I have a question about transmission fluid. I have a gauge in my pickup truck, and I know it's bad to have too high of a temperature, but I'm wondering about too low of a temperature, because I wake up in these mornings when it's like 10 below, and sometimes it's registering like 5 degrees.
Yeah, it's actually going to register. That's as low as it goes, because it's actually as cold as the outside temperature is, but that's an amazing thing, I think, about the automobile and the way that it's developed over the years is we ask a lot of it. We ask it to work when it's 20 below outside, and we ask it to work when it's 100 above, and it needs to be engineered to perform in all of those conditions. And with new fluids, new synthetic fluids and all that sort of stuff, they're built for that, and they will work just fine. And that's what they're made for. So get in it. Of course, on those cold mornings when it's severely below zero, give it an extra minute to warm up. But the fluid is flowing. And back in the day, fluid used to get super thick when it got cold, and that's not so true anymore. It stays pretty fluid nowadays. So the transmission will work just fine at 5 below, and that's what it's built for. And I think that it's amazing. Cheers to the engineers that build them, because they really do a good job.
Very good. Thank you, John. Appreciate you listening. Greg is calling from iSatty with a question. Go ahead, Greg. Thank you.
Hi. I got a 2002 Chevy pickup about a week ago. I was preheating it, letting it warm up in the driveway. When I backed it out of my shed, all the lights and everything worked. And when I went out to leave for work, I had no headlights, no interior lamps. And I looked in the book. I seen a bunch of fuses, left headlamp, right headlamp. They all looked good. Wondering if you knew anything, why that would happen.
Well, and it never came back. You shut the... You shut the car off and restarted it, and it never came back.
Right.
Well,
the other thing that happened, when that happened, the security lamp on the dash and the display, that came on, and it was flashing all the time. Because I still went to work. I waited till it was daylight.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that lamp stayed on continually. Steady, even after I came home and shut the car off, or truck off, put it in the garage. And then 2 days later, the battery was stone dead.
Yeah. I think what all of that stuff is controlled by the body control module. And I think that you probably are having a problem with the body control module. Something has failed in it. I would bring the truck into a shop and ask them to scan the computers, check out the computers, and see if they're all working right. The fact that the batteries, it could certainly be an electrical short that's causing all of this, but I think more likely it's probably one of the computers. The fact that it just happened sitting there idling by itself, I think I would take it in, and I bet you're going to find that the body control module either has no communication or has a bunch of code stored in it, and perhaps inside that body control module something's melted down. And that's where the electrical short is happening and causing the battery to go dead. So I'm sure it's all related. It's just a question of pointing out where it's coming from. And my first guess would be the body module.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Greg. Good luck with that. Let's grab some text messages before you go, Dan. A 2005 Chevy Trailblazer can smell gas when starting car. Is this concerning?
Very concerning. fuel outside of where it belongs creates a fire, and you do not want that to happen. So one good piece of good news is that a little bit of gas makes a lot of smell. So there's a good chance that it's insignificant.
Okay.
But the fact that you can smell it at all is concerning. Don't park it in a garage. Make sure until you are able to get it in and get it fixed that you leave it parked outside, because you certainly don't want a fire burning your garage or house down.
Indeed.
Yeah. So park it outside and do take it in and have it checked. And probably it's just a little seal or gasket that has failed, and it's probably leaking very little gas and it's fine. But don't take any chances with it.
Good deal. 2014 F-150, 37,000 miles. Touchscreen radio does not sense touch, but otherwise functions.
Yeah, that's probably an expensive bummer.
I bet it is.
Yeah, that's probably in the touchscreen itself, and you'll probably be shocked at how expensive that is to repair. And get an estimate on it, though, and you'll be able to make a decision if you're willing to live with it the way it is, or if you want to begin the process of repairing it.
Texter said, in Hampton, Minnesota, the roads are snow-covered. Thank you for that report.
Yeah, leave your snow tires on. We're going to have a few more rounds of this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's a text. Pull the negative battery cable attempting to reboot the radio, but no luck.
Well, the radio has a fuse as part of the regular fuse box. Oftentimes the radios have a fuse in the back of the radio themselves. And if the car has ever been jump-started, for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, pretty often we've seen where that little fuse in the back of the radio will blow if you jump start the car. It doesn't like the whatever happens when you jump start it. So,
okay,
be aware of that.
Here is another text. Good morning. It says, had a minor fender bender and ended up with a small dent in the front right body above the wheel and passenger door. Was repaired. They had to take the right passenger door off and paint. Now I have no heat going to the floor in the front seat. Could this have been related to the accident?
I bet it's very simple. I bet in the process there, there's all sorts of venting that's going on over underneath the dash and oftentimes under the floor and all around. And I bet in the process they forgot to plug one of those vents back in, and it happened. So I'm sure that it's a very simple repair that. Or a fix that happened as part of the repair that you had done, the body repair.
Back at it then.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Do we have time? Yes, we do. Antifreeze is disappearing, no visible leaks, and it's not in the oil. Any ideas? The 2001 Saturn.
there's lots
going
of places.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's going somewhere. There's lots of places that it could go. First of all, just because you're not seeing it on the ground doesn't mean that it's not leaking externally. So I would start there, have the vehicle raised up. If it's dripping right in the right spot, it might be hitting the exhaust and burning off before you're seeing it on the ground. If there are no external leaks, if it's not in the oil, then it's probably leaking into the combustion chamber and burning out that way, going out the exhaust as steam. And there could be a problem with the head gasket or the cylinder head or something like that that's causing the coolant to leak into the engine. And
that would explain the disappearing.
That's why, it would certainly disappear. It just turns to steam and it's gone.
All right, let's see. Here's a 2014 Cadillac ATS. The brakes squeal only when I put it in reverse.
You know, that happens. And you'll have to decide. It's probably perfectly safe, so you probably don't have to worry about that if that's the case. But the pads and the rotors meeting are not happy in that direction. And if you drove it in reverse a lot, it would probably take care of itself and be fine. you'll have to decide if you want to spend any money repairing that, because there's really nothing wrong other than it's annoying and embarrassing when your car squeaks
makes
like
noise.
That. But it's probably, if the pads are good, it's probably perfectly safe to drive it that way.
Dan, we have to let you go and make way for Jack Farrell. You have a good week. I know we'll have another show next week, right?
Sounds good, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Now, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can give us a call. We're at 651-228-1316, or you can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net.
Good deal. Thanks, Dan. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.